2237.
We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking to myself, well, how come I don't talk about, like, the Americans, the patriots, and the conservatives? I got to throw that in there because I don't want to be a downer. And, folks, you know I'm not a downer. What is conservatism? Is it not adherence to the old and tried against the new and the untried? That's exactly what conservatism is. Folks, in the state of Minnesota, it is supposed to be 88 degrees today, but that's probably not going to fly. It's hot here. It's about 82 degrees in the state of Minnesota. It's Monday, August 6, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Got everything on there for you. If you'd like to check out Sons of Liberty Media, just go to the homepage and go to the Sons of Liberty Media button there and click onto it, and it'll bring you over to the website. We have today posted, Romney doesn't defend Chick-fil-A, homosexual marriage he's not taking a stance against, and the situation with Michelle Bachmann calling for an investigation into Huma Abedin and alleged Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of the federal government. Political reported that Mitt Romney would not take a stand to call for the investigation along with Michelle Bachmann. What you're seeing, folks, is the time on the clock running out, and these people are beginning to feel safe again to be who they really are. But don't let it come as no surprise, all you Romney freaks out there, due to the fact that Romney's manager said when fall times comes, they're just going to push the reset button anyways. In other words, Romney, without a question, is a part of the establishment. And the way that you know that is nationally who got behind him. And when you see who stands behind him, and it just happens to be the establishment, well, it shows you that, you know, the birds of a feather flock together, and you're not going to get away from it, friends. You're just not going to. But, folks, if you'd like to check out my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Thank you again for all the high fives that I'm receiving from you out there, my friends. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, please click on. Love to network with you. Again, I'm busy doing everything that I can possibly be doing. This ministry has several people in it, but with each and every one of us, we have several hats. And it's not just one, two, or three. We're really fighting for what matters right now, and it's our posterity. And we know how good of a job that we have done for our country and how much we really love our country by what we leave to our posterity. And don't forget that. And we're not just talking about one generation or one decade. I'm sorry, in one generation. Secondly, we're talking about five generations, the way that our forefathers have established the country. And what America needs to do is go back to the old past and learn from our forefathers, study the past, learn from our forefathers, and establish what they established so we have hope for our posterity for the next five generations. Folks, if you'd like to check me out on my tweet account, my Twitter account, please go to Bradley1 on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, it's 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now, right after the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you folks about what happens when someone wins the lottery. Oh, it's pretty interesting stuff, folks, because the story is not pretty. You'd think, oh, this is great. You know, but Jesus, again, if you hear his voice, he says, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And some of these people are on the edge of a precipice, standing on a banana peel. And some of these stories are going to blow you away. And I'm going to, firstly, what I'm going to do is right after the break is I'm going to pick up Chase, who's the leader of our street teams across the country. We have street teams across the country. And we track people, and we show people who we are, what it is that we do, and what we are doing. And for those that are first-time listeners, we've done over 336 high schools in 22 states. I do national commentary on four different national outlets, GCN, Infowars, also with Genesis Communication Network, WorldNet Daily, and a brand new one called Conservative Alerts. I'm sorry, Conservative Action Alerts. They just picked this up today. So we're getting out there, and we're sharing with America as to what it takes to establish who we are. And, folks, let me tell you something and reassure you, it's not going to happen without a fight. Cool? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. What we need to do is go back to the head of Christ, who is the head of the church, see what he has to say about it, and establish it. That's a great place to have your brains, right? Being transformed by the renewing of our mind by the Word of God. And, by the way, conservatives, you can't be a conservative without being a Christian due to the fact that all your principles come from the Bible, and I'm sure most of you know that, so good for you guys. But prior to that, folks, have you ever been up in an airplane before? And we hear this all the time through the state-run media, but it's just food for thought. Have you heard there's a land shortage? Now, I asked if you've ever been up in an airplane before, because when you've been up in an airplane before, it's something's got to, like, conflict a little bit in your mind, because you hear all the time that there's a land shortage. Yet when you're up in an airplane, that's all you see is nothing but land 5 minutes off the runway. Ugh. Did you know that the entire world population could fit into Jacksonville, Florida, with four square feet per person? I'll say that again, because we've all heard there's a overpopulation problem in the world. But again, the entire world population could fit into Jacksonville, Florida alone, with 4 square feet per person. Did you also know in 1792, Congress printed the Bible for schools throughout the nation? I bet you probably didn't know that. I'm going to come back with a couple more of those. We're going to pick up Chase, and then we're going to talk about what happens to those people that actually win the lotto. Ooh, crazy stuff. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to be a part of the show, sonsoflibertyradio.com if you'd like to check us out online. Right before the break, I asked you the question, have you ever heard that there's a land shortage? And then I asked you the next question, have you ever been up in an airplane before? Because 5 minutes after takeoff, that's all you can see is nothing but land. But that's what like the media likes to continuously promulgate and push on you. There's always a state of an emergency in everything that they push. And by the way, that's the plea of tyrants, friends. Hurry, 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 hurry. Let's get it pushed through before you see what we want to push through. Next point. Did you know that the entire world population could fit into Jacksonville, Florida with 4 square feet per person? Just think, your kids are being inundated through international baccalaureate, misinformation, rewritten history in public schools. I'm sure the media outlets are helping things along, too, that, you know, the world's just overpopulated. You know those globalists, those New World Order jokers? They're just saying there's too many people. That's interesting because God said to replenish the world. Next point. In 1792, Congress printed the Bible for schools throughout this nation. Oh, by the way, Ben Franklin said there was no such thing as an atheist during the foundations of our country. Well, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole, neither. See, when you have to fight for it and you see the hand of God winning the day through you, how couldn't you acknowledge his hand? Even all these atheists, these socialists, they don't like the way things are here because God's constantly walking contrary to their unbelief, which they believe because the Bible says that the devils even believe and tremble. Next point. Did you know that ADHD has never been proven? This is the new thing. See, they used to spank their kids or chastise their kids because they love their kids. You know, the Bible says that he who withholds the rod hates his son. But now today they've got the people convinced that if you smack your kid or chastise your kid because you love him, there's something wrong with that. That's child abuse, apparently. Well, that isn't flying here neither. What they want to do is they want to put them on drugs. What a convenient rule indeed. As a matter of fact, ADHD and the drugs that they use, Ritalin, Prozac, so on and so forth. I don't know if folks know this or not, but a lot of these drugs used to be illegal street drugs in the 50s and the 60s. Legalized version of crime by forcing your kids to take drugs. public schools are setting your kids up through little tests they want your children to take in public schools, asking questions that they know that they're going to fail. And the next thing they do is suggest that your kid be put on an antidepressant. Just forget about the $200-300 million a year or a day that the pharmaceutical companies are making on your children. And of course, if you got your kids on them, the stupidity involved. ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction, said Dr. Edward C. Hamilton. Go ahead and check it out, www.RitalinDeath.com, RitalinDeath.com, if you'd like to do that. By the way, that test in public schools is called the Teen Screen Test. Don't be fooled, friends. Next point. Why are the science and history books in public schools being changed every 3 to 7 years? Oh, why is everybody so confused, especially the collegiate students? Well, their science and history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. Well, how do you know that? They're being changed more than that. Whatever comes from the top, we give it to our kids. A principal from Wisconsin told me that. Who better to tell us what the facts are, huh? Next point. For all you Christians out there, conservatives and patriots, one and the same, nowhere in the Bible did Jesus Christ ever say, I love you. Yet you see the professed church telling everybody they love them as they're on their way to hell. You know, I seen on Facebook the other day, a girl said, God will always love you. And I posted back on there, even if you send yourself to hell, he'll always love you. You're right. He always will. Even if you choose hell, he will always love you. He loved you enough to tell you the truth, friends. And love warns. Don't ever forget about it. Did I ever tell you guys the story? My little boy one time, he was about 2.5 years old, beautiful little kid, was sitting on my lap, and we were driving around a lake at one particular time in Minnesota here. Lake Harriet was. It's called Lake Harriet. And we were driving around, and all of a sudden, he peed his pants. And I was driving with this girl at the time, and of course, I didn't want her thinking that I was, you know, 24, 25 years old, wet in my pants. That wouldn't be too cool. So I said, can you pull over on the side of the road? So she pulled over on the side of the road. I picked up my little boy, and I said, you know, I had to change his diaper. He peed all over me, just keep in fact, or keep in mind. And what I did is I took him, and I set him down on the side of the road, and I said to him, now listen, I love you so much. You listen to what Daddy tells you before I set you outside on the curb. And he looked at me, and I said, you stay right there and wait for me to get out of the car. So I set him down on the grass. Guess what my little boy did, friends? He ignored me that day. He ran away from me. He ran right behind the car, and he ran right in front of a van. That van stopped. About 2 seconds and 2 inches later, he would have killed my little boy because my little boy didn't understand what no meant. I went over there, picked him up, smacked him on his little hind end, and I said, I love you so much. Don't you ever disobey me again. That kid's 26 years old today, and he knows when Daddy tells him no, he knows Daddy's telling him no because Daddy loves him. Isn't that what our Heavenly Father teaches us? Yes, it is. And you know something, friends? He's the only one that ever told me no. He's the only one that loved me enough to get in my face and tell me no for my good. Read Hebrews 12 when you get some time. But here we have it. Nowhere in the Bible did Jesus Christ ever say, I love you. As a matter of fact, let me prove my point in 1 John 3:18. It says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Did you get that? He only demonstrated his love by the cross. And when you look at the cross, you see how much he loved us. Just like when you go to, paralleling, not with the Christ, but a natural analogy. When you go to Arlington Cemetery, how much do those veterans love freedom? How much do those veterans love me and you? How much do those veterans love their country? You see the crosses over the top of their heads? That's how much they love you, friends. How many people confess and profess their love for Christ, and yet it was Jesus that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Folks, let love be in action and only in action. Okay? By this, our hearts are assured before him that we walk in the truth by what we do. Matter of fact, if you go back to George Washington, the first president of the United States, what did he say? He said, deeds, not words. Deeds, not words. That's what we need. We don't need any diplomatic talk anymore, friends. We need deeds, not words. I've got Chase hanging on the line here for a couple minutes here. Hey, Chase, you got Bradley. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Now, my friend Chase is out there. He works in the ministry, and he's all over the country doing street teams. And, Chase, can you kind of share with people as to what you're doing out there?
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's a combination of things. We're out here for representing the ministry, but we're out here street evangelism. We're focusing on getting tracks into people's hands. Simply put, I mean, we're standing as a mirror to let people see exactly what they are before God.
Go ahead.
I mean, we really take the lost straight to their hearts. I mean, that's all we got to do. That's what Christ calls us to do, is seek and save that which is lost, building for and make disciples. And we want to reach out to as many people as we can and as many communities as we can, and really stand as a standing stone, as an altar to God.
Amen.
And, I mean, the Bible says, what?
No, no, I was just going to interject again. I just had a thought. I remember when I was a heathen rocker, and I remember one time, Chase, friends, I was in Las Vegas with my little Hooter calendar girl at the time that I thought I was going to marry. And I remember walking across the street right by Caesar's Palace. And I'll never forget a man standing there, as long as I live, with a cross humped over his back saying, America, it's time for you to repent. America, it's time for you to repent. And I remember when I seen that, you know what? Everybody else could have mocked him. But I seen the love that that man had for the people, because he sat there all by himself with a cross on his back, simply telling them to repent and turn back to God. That's it. Nothing weird about it. Totally normal, right? Right, America? Yep. We can see this. Look what's happened since 1962. We've forsaken that God. And now we're in trouble because of it. And I said to you yesterday, or on Friday in the radio show, the nation that forgets God will soon be under. And we don't want to go under. We want to be blessed, but we have to bless God now and return back to Him. But my point was this. I came back. I was totally convicted by that man just sitting there, Chase. And when I came back out of Caesar's Palace, I walked back around again, and I seen him and his family walking down the alley. And this was, 20 years ago. And if there is anything I can do to meet that individual, I want to let that man know that that man, by just standing there, saying what he was saying, so impacted my life. You want to know why? Because I knew he was right. So when you guys are out there on them streets doing the same thing, Chase, you are changing lives all over the place. You're bringing the conviction of sin, John 16, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And you guys are not doing a vain work out there. It's an awesome thing. But Chase, really quick, can you give us some of your testimonies? Can you tell us?
Yes.
You got about 30 seconds, and then I'll pull you up right after the break.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, out here on the streets especially, it's all we can do is just bring the truth, bring it hard, and bring it to the heart. So, I mean, it doesn't take long for people to show exactly what they are before God. You rip off that mask, and you see exactly how they're standing, whether they believe in Him or not. I mean, they get convicted in their spirit exactly what you're saying. I've had people say they want to kill me. I've had people say that they love what we're doing, but regardless, it's in the deeds, not the words.
Amen.
That's what George Washington said.
Amen. Be right back, friends. Bradley.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. when power goes out and gas lines are down. The portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Will you pull Chase up for me again? Chase, thanks for hanging on, man. I did not mean to break you off that quick, but tell the story as to what you told on Sunday, what you were telling everybody about someone talking about lions. I'll let you tell the story. Don't want to let the cat out of the bag. No pun intended.
Okay. Now, I remember I was talking to this guy, and first thing he did, I mean, he came up to one of our tables, and he says, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in anything you guys stand for as Christians. And in the same breath, irony is, he says, I'm an atheist and I hate God. It's like I can't stand anything about religion. I hate everything about God and about everything that the Bible stands for. So, I mean, it really should be more of an anti-theist than an atheist, I guess. But anyway, we started talking, and there's no real point in debating with these guys. You can't intellectually win anybody to Christ anyway. So I just started going through the Ten Commandments, talking about how guilty he is before God, according to God's law, regardless of whether he claims to believe in him or not. And he just got so livid. I mean, that's really all it is ripping off his mask and showing him his own guilt. And he said to me, he goes, you know what? As soon as we start feeding you guys to the lions again, I'm going to be the first one to turn you in. And he was just so pissed off, for lack of a better term. And that's really what it is. And that's the kind of hatred that so many people have. I think if the church realized that there was a fight going on, I don't know how you can possibly sleep through something like that. The problem is nobody's standing up on what they believe in order to actually expose these guys for what they are.
Yeah.
I mean, like we were saying the other day, it's like you can't trust somebody until you make them angry. Well, it's like you make these guys angry, and they show you exactly what kind of an enemy they are, regardless of how friendly they are in public.
Well, John Witherspoon, the president of Princeton, said during the foundation of our country that those that basically deny God are enemies to their country. What's interesting about it is these atheists, they stand in the country that Christians fought to give them.
exactly
and they,
right.
The thing is, and I can tell you why they say they hate him, because they have a misrepresentation of who he is. But the bottom line is they're without they're without excuse, because they have the Bible that I read too. And I had a misunderstanding of who God was. I never hated God. I just never understood him. And I thought it was rather weak and hypocritical from what I've seen from the professed church, because they wouldn't take a stand and fight for who we are. And so that wasn't my excuse to say, hey, I'm mad at God. No, I had to read the book and find out for myself who he was, because what I found out at length, that it was him that sent his son to die for my sins. How could I hate someone like that?
Exactly.
And really, when it comes down, that's exactly right. So, hey, Chase, I appreciate the call. Thank you for sharing your story. And again, yeah. Folks, if you see street teams out there, stop over and say hey to them and get us on the next cell and say hey to us. Again, thank you for that call. Another point with that I want to make too, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the street teams, they're all ordained ministers. And they know the Word of God. By the way, when he said pissed, I hope he was talking about the King James Version, because it does talk about pisseth. Okay, so keeping it in context. The Bible says, I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it might minister grace to the hearers. And so anyways, keeping it in context, if you'd like to be a part of the team, we don't want people that can just preach it with their mouth. We want them first to be able to preach it in their lifestyles, and then they can use their mouth to preach the gospel to every creature. And again, folks, if you'd like to check that out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call us up on the radio, 1-877-807-9977. But it has to happen between 2 and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone to call that number. If you'd like to call another number, that's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, if you'd like to check that out. So, cool. Wow, feed him to the lions, huh? Oof-ta. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that interesting they would say something like that? I remember a big company. I know the name. I'm not going to say it. But it was a company that sold alcohol. And they had said, so many Christians, so few lions. And that was their ad. And, whew, someone should have brought the hammer down on them lawfully, because that is a big no-no. Some might say, well, I'm scared. Well, let me tell you something, friends. You serve the Lion of the tribe of Judah, not the one that goes around roaring as a lion. We serve the Lion, the Man of War. Amen. Let's get over to our next topic, which is, what happens to people? What do they do when they win all these lotteries? Brings a point up real quick. Just recollecting right now, friends. There's two men walking by a large estate, and one man looked over at the other man and said, how much did that estate cost him? The other man looked at him and said, his soul. And it was Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Isn't that crazy? This is the sad tale of Lotto Lout, Michael Carroll, the self-styled king of shavs, who turned up to collect his $9.7 million, UK by the way, when wearing an electronic offender's tag. After winning, he used his money on drugs, gambling, and thousands of prostitutes, only to end up back on the dole after 8 years of living the Lotto life. Said Carroll to the Daily Mail, the party has ended and it's back to reality. I haven't got two pennies to rub together, and that's the way I like it. I find it easier to live off 42 dole than a million. English, again, this was in the UK. The fact of the matter is, he sounds pretty chipper given the details of his story, which involve his wife leaving him and taking their daughter with her, and the loss of $100,000 over 8 years in payments to prostitutes, among other rather grave financial mistakes. Proverbs 15:27 says that he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. That's awesome. Evelyn Adams won the New Jersey lottery twice, in 1985 and in 1986, ranking in $5.4 million. Today, the money is all gone, and Adams lives in a trailer, writes Ellen Goodstein in a story titled Unlucky in Riches. Adams said, I was a big-time gambler. I didn't drop $1 million, but it was a lot of money. I made mistakes. Some I regret, some I don't. I'm human. Isn't that interesting how man, when he makes mistakes, always reverts to the point or back to, I'm just human. That's your problem. That's why you need Christ, friends. I can't go back now, she said, so I just go forward one step at a time, as broke as Evelyn Adams now is. In 1998, William Budd Post III. Well, there was three of these idiots. Won $16.2 million in the Pennsylvania lottery, only to later wish it had never happened. That's because his brother hired a hitman to try to kill him, and his sixth wife. Oh my gosh! And his sixth wife! And was arrested for doing so. Other relatives made him invest in businesses that never paid off. A landlady made him give her a third of his winnings. And Post spent time in jail for firing a gun over the head of a bill collector. He declared bankruptcy and in 2006, at the age of 66, died of respiratory failure. At a Pittsburgh area hospital, writes Patricia Sullivan in the Washington Post. Boy, this is about the only time you can get these people to tell the truth, isn't it? When it's a bad story. You know the media's motto, folks, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, if it's to throw a little doom and gloom on the people, they're more than happy to accommodate. Then there's Victoria Zell, who won an $11 million Powerball jackpot with her husband in 2001, only to end up in Minnesota prison, in a Minnesota prison, after being convicted of a drug and alcohol-induced collision that killed one and paralyzed another. This just goes to show you, winning the Powerball doesn't guarantee you happiness. Well, how do you respond to your newfound life, friends? It's called taking responsibility. What is the money supposed to live your life for you now? Proverbs 1:19 says, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Abraham Shakespeare won the $31 million jackpot in Florida in 2006. He disappeared in 2009. Having spent most of his fortune, his body was found in early 2010 under a concrete slab. You win that lottery, folks, it's probably best that you just zip it up and tell nobody. Because the papers will do that for you. They put a bullseye on Mr. Abraham Shakespeare's back, didn't they? John Campanelli writes in The Plain Dealer, a woman who had befriended him and fleeced him for $1.8 million, say police, has been charged in connection with his murder. Oh, let me tell you this, friends. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Proverbs 15:16. Wow, so the Lord warned us of all of this stuff, but everybody's just enticed to no end and being allured by the lusts that they respond to. See, the devil didn't make him do it, right? They responded to the devil, and they made a choice, Deuteronomy 30:19. In June of 1997, a man named Billy Bob Harrell, Jr., took the $31 million Texas lottery jackpot. At first, all was great. Harrell purchased a ranch. He bought a half dozen homes for himself and other family members. What a nice guy. He, his wife, and all the kids got new automobiles. Ooh, that's probably not a good idea. He made large contributions to his church. Ooh, the pastor, I bet he just loved that. If members of the congregation needed help, Billy Bob was there with his cash. Quick cash, friends, writes Steve McVicker in the Houston Press. Then suddenly, Harold discovered that his life was unraveling almost as quickly as it had come together. Everyone, it seemed, family, friends, fellow worshipers, and strangers, they were putting the touch on him. His spending and his lending spiraled out of control. In February, those tensions splintered his already strained marriage. And tragically, 20 months after winning the lottery, friends, sadly, Harold committed suicide. And let me say this. 5,000 out of every 500,000 students commit adultery. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Let's not ever go that route, friends. You got Bradley, the Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back. We got to make a phone call. Who are we calling? I'll finish this up and then we'll make a phone call. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, it's interesting. I'm talking about what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul, and I'm reading out these stories of those that won the lotto. Folks, this is the outcome of them squandering their money in the first place to get the ticket. And we see this all over the country. Or you think about all them older people that are foolishly being loaded up on buses going to the casinos to spend their children's inheritance. You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to leave our children's children an inheritance. How many of these people that leave these casinos can pay their rent that month? Boy, and I've seen that firsthand. Hey, you got Julie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean here. Go ahead. I see up on the board your uncle won the jackpot. What happened with him?
Well, this was years ago, but he won the jackpot in the casino in Iowa. And right after he bought a new house, he bought a whole set of new furniture, a couple new cars, and then I don't know if he lost his job or either he went on early retirement, but shortly after, he ended up losing a lot of the money that they stored up, and now he and his wife are living on his mom's basically Social Security,
yeah,
barely surviving, and filed bankruptcy just to maintain what they own.
Huh. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
You really have to be substantiated. You really have to be grounded to be able to. I mean, look at this. Remember Len Bias back in the day? He was in college. He became a pro basketball player. And he went from being broke and he went from being a ghetto kid. By the way, I came from North Minneapolis, so I understand that. And he went from nothing to millions of dollars right away. He gets hooked on crack cocaine. Now, he did this the right way, though. But he went from nothing to having everything. So he goes out and buys some crack cocaine. He goes out there to practice for his new pro team that he's just joined. And he dies on the basketball court because his heart gave way. So people really have to understand there's a reason the Lord tells us that it's not good to go from nothing without having to work for what you have.
And what I don't get is that my uncle, you know, he had a really nice job. It was a job as a welder. He was making a lot of money, and it was just kind of like all he wanted was more, and he just kept going back and back again to the casino thinking he was going to get that big hit and be substantialized. I mean,
and he got it.
It got out of control where he started being deceitful and, you know, trying to make deals with other people without telling them all his facts, and it was horrible.
Yeah. Yep, I totally get it.
Everyone.
Thank you for your call, Julie. I appreciate it. Interestingly enough, in the state of Minnesota here, it may be national, I don't know, but what's interesting about gamblers, now they have Gamblers Anonymous friends. They're sick. They need someone to help them. Isn't that crazy? They're sick, and they need someone to help them. Gamblers Anonymous, are you kidding me? Folks, thou shall not covet is a command. And by the way, it's the laws. It's found in the laws of the Republic. Now what are you seeing? Well, we have to take care of we need to use the devil's methods now. And what we need to do is we need to bring in casinos so we can pay our tax debt. Two wrongs don't make a right, friends. Are you kidding me? Didn't you learn your lesson the first time over? Now what you're trying to do is you're trying to do what God commanded you not to do, and you're going to take in another step. That's called transgressing. That's not just breaking the law anymore. That's transgressing in the law. You're digging a hole that, folks, you're going to fall into. And I think it's abhorrent, to say the least, that you have people out there that are trying to create another bureaucracy, trying to help people because they just can't help themselves. I mean, don't think about the person that's laying money down on the table as to how he got it. He probably had to go out there and sell something he owned. He probably had to steal it from somebody. He probably had to manipulate it out of somebody. No, folks, he's committing crimes in the process of gambling. And he needs help because it's a disease? It's considered a disease now? Who does that work for? Give me a break. And that's another fruit of a godless generation. That's a part of the Ten Commandments. Number 10 is thou shalt not covet. Let me give you another analogy here. You guys all remember the white rapper Vanilla Ice? He was so bad. Ice, ice, baby. This guy from the 90s, he was so... I don't know. I mean, you had to go to a new generation that didn't know the difference between right and wrong to give this guy one penny. White rapper Vanilla Ice said he had $21 million in the bank and he wanted to kill himself. Wow. Money does, yes, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes that money answereth all things. But when you get the money, what is it answering? You know, I can tell you this. Martin Luther was right when he said it. He said, God gave you five fingers, so money falls through it. That's right. Give it away. It says in the book of Timothy, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. That's right. And pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And look at the sorrows that I'm exposing to you today, friends. I'll give you one more. Jack Whitaker of West Virginia was an already wealthy businessman when he won what was at the time the largest jackpot ever by a single ticket, garnering him, oh my goodness gracious, folks, $314.9 million on December 25th, 2002. Oh my goodness. A chain of awful events followed, including his car being broken into twice, first with $545,000 in cash stolen, then later with $200,000 stolen and later recovered. A plot was revealed in which took two club employees in which they had planned to drug his drinks and to rob him. His granddaughter's boyfriend was found dead in Whitaker's home from an overdose. Whitaker's granddaughter was found dead at a male friend's house after being reported missing. The death was ruled an overdose. Whitaker had a DUI. Whitaker was sued by Caesars Atlantic City Casino for bouncing $1.5 million worth of checks to cover gambling losses. Wow. Whitaker was sued by a woman who had previously sued him for not paying her money. He claimed thieves had stolen it all from him. and Whitaker's daughter was found dead. I'd wish I'd torn up that ticket, Whitaker had said. Oh, my gosh. To say the least. Wow. Now, you know, when you read some of these stories, I really feel for them. There's no getting away from it at all. Suicide, losing your family, losing your children, losing your wives through divorce. Again, what did Jesus say? What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? But how many times do our street teams see people go in, they say they're completely broke as they're going into a liquor store to buy lottery tickets? Forget about the next generation, they say. It's about me. Come out with a case of booze and cigarettes in their hands, one hanging from their mouth. Oh, sorry, we're broke. Oh, my goodness. When I think about that, can you imagine what this next generation is going to inherit? Because they failed to sow into their posterity. Remember what I always say, friends, that we don't sow into our younger generations behind us. You know what's going to happen? They're going to curse us when they're in power. And now they're coming into power. I wish someone would have said that back about 40 or 50 years ago, because now we got a bunch of burnt hippies in government that need to be removed. And burnt they are. They're so burnt, they're so contagious that the Constitution is burning up all around them. They want to throw off God and they want to smoke their dope. And dopes they are. You are what you eat. Well, in this situation, they are what they smoke. The Lord told us for our good not to do it. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. Proverbs 1:19, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. There you have it. Is that true, Mr. Whitaker's life? And a couple of others of their lives, they want to win the lottery so bad, and then they end up, isn't it interesting, they think they gained the whole world, and you know what they did? Not only did they lose their soul, but they lost their families. They expected it to be different than the way that it was. They reap what they sow. They sow to the wind, they reap the whirlwind. And so they have it. Sad to say. Folks, I have 1 minute left on my show today. And I'm supposed to make a phone call. I'm not going to tell you who it is. And what I'll do is I'll pick that up tomorrow, if that's okay with everybody. It's not like you can do anything about it. You know, what are you going to do, is pull over on the side of the road and yell at me or something? I'm totally playing with you. But what we'll do is we'll pick it up tomorrow. And we'll kick it off again, and we'll just take tomorrow as it comes. But we'll get on the routine of calling somebody. And again, folks, if you want to actually have us call someone to confront for unlawfulness or from their responsibility, then give us the name and the contact, not out of vindictiveness, but that which preserves our liberty, I'm willing to confront. I'm not going to just do it just to get on the radio and to stir up controversy. That's not what this is about. It's about bringing things to resolve through justice. Amen? As it says on the top of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., justice is the guardian of liberty. And who sits right on top of that inscription? Mr. Moses and the Ten Commandments. God Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in 23 hours. Love you with what I do. See ya.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.